Introduction. A Chinese proverb asks, "How do you move a mountain?" and answers, "One spoonful of dirt at a time." This is a book about moving a mountain. The mountain is my own, though I admit that I overlooked its existence until I was in my 20s. I suspect it may be your mountain as well, but you'll have to decide that for yourself. Unlike Pike's Peak or Kilimanjaro, this mountain does not immediately announce itself to our vision. It takes time to see. Thankfully, unlike a real mountain, this one can be moved. That's a good thing because there is something unspeakably beautiful to behold on the other side. If there were such a thing as a church pedigree, mine would read mixed breed. I spent my childhood searching for a church to call home, following one or the other of my parents, who divorced when I was 9, to their current places of worship. I logged significant time in 7 different denominations, during which I went to Sunday schools, vacation Bible schools, youth groups, and retreats. I was sprinkled as an infant and immersed as a teen. I sang hymns from hymnals set to organ music, and I sang praise songs from projection screens set to guitar music. I learned to raise my hands in worship, and I learned to keep them at my sides. I heard sermons read in monotones and sermons shouted with vigor. I learned the cadence of creeds and liturgies, as well as the cadence of tambourines and dancing. I learned to have a quiet time and memorize numerous Bible verses to earn a free trip to summer camp. I learned how to share the gospel with my lost friends. I was a church kid, albeit a kid of many churches, and I could give answers to Sunday school questions that made my teachers beam with pride. In college, I continued my denominational travels, reading devotional books and attending Bible studies to fan the flames of my faith. By my senior year, I had been asked to lead a study, but I carried a secret not uncommon to people with my background. I didn't know my Bible. Sure, I knew parts of it. I remembered stories from vacation Bible school, and I could quote verses from all over the New Testament and Psalms. But I didn't know how the parts that I knew fit with each other, much less how they fit with the parts I didn't know yet. Looming in my peripheral vision was a mountain of biblical ignorance that was just beginning to cause me concern. Though I treasured what I knew, I was growing troubled by what I did not know. Spending time in all those different churches had taught me the worrying truth that all pastors had much to say, but not all pastors were saying the same things. Who was right? Was there a rapture or not? Did God have to answer our prayers if we prayed a certain way? Did I need to be baptized again? How old is the earth? Were Old Testament believers saved differently than New Testament believers? For the most part, my teachers sounded equally convincing. How could I know who was properly interpreting the Bible and who was teaching error? Learning firsthand the painful fallout of wrong teaching sparked in me a desire to know for myself what the Bible taught. Marriage and motherhood increased my sense of urgency.